Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the QI Sports League, Season 11, Episode 1. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two amazing guys this week. We have Brian Shittit and the 2011 and 2006 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing AP. Let's get into Week 1. Aaron versus Doug, Andy versus Kevin, OG versus Brian, Snyder versus Oberg, Nanagay versus Tybo, and Pate versus Palmer. What is the game of the week, Aaron?
Any game I'm in, of course.
So it's not your game.
Game of the week, not picking mine. It's Andy versus Kevin. We have Kevin has 12 wins over Andy. Andy has 12-6 records. So huge, huge game for these two. Even though it's only week one, still a big game.
Yeah, it is going to be a big game. And I'm looking forward to finally beating him after, you know, a couple of years. So, Brian, what do you think about the game of the week?
I am going to say Aaron and Doug.
Ooh.
It's a big division game. Sets the stage for the smack talking after the first week.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of that, what's the toilet bowl game?
Me and Ochi.
Exactly. Aaron, what do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is definitely the game, the toilet bowl game of the week. So who is most likely to get password is Taco? Aaron?
I would say, even though it's the toilet bowl game of the week, I think Brian is most likely to get passworded is Taco.
Really?
Yeah, I think that because Ochi has a 2-0 record over Brian.
Really?
Yeah. 2-0
in 2 years. Wow, that's awesome. Brian, what do you think?
Hate to say it, but yeah, me and Ochi.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree. So moving on to the KSL news, we got a couple kind of negative things and positive things. Mike is out, and he's just taking a leave of absence for the time being, and we got Ochi to come in, and he's gonna take over his team for the time being. So what are you guys' thoughts so far? Aren't you coming in? Do you think he's going to continue and actually pick up a couple good guys?
He picked up Matt Castle. I mean, that's, you know, that's great right there, right?
Well, that's a good start. I guess for QBs on the free agent list.
Yeah, because, you know, his first pick would have probably been Tom Brady, but I took him first, so he would have been a little mad.
Well, it's good, though, that Ochi was able to step in. Yep. However, though, I will say this much. Ochi, unfortunately, has been thrown into a pretty tough division, and he takes on a lot of really tough opponents this year. And so I think Ochi it's going to be like trial by fire, basically. And I don't think he's going to have too many wins because of it.
Well, we'll see. So something also we want to talk about real quick is that the Elite League, usually we do it every year, due to a lot of scheduling conflicts, people moving, people getting married, people having a bachelor party, planning one, and it just got all hectic. So we decided to put on hiatus for the time being, but we will start up definitely next year. So we only have the one league to talk about now. But something big and something really positive happened on was it August 23rd, Aaron? Is that right?
Yes, it was.
Okay, on August 23rd, what happened?
Well, it was my bachelor party, and I, for my bachelor party, wanted to do a live in-person draft. And so we did our very first in-person draft, which was a very long. I mean, it was, 7 hours, I think? It was a lot.
The award started about 6 o'clock, if I'm correct. And then we started the draft at 7. We took a small break, handed everyone a T-shirt and with their first-round picks. Then we continued. And until we were done, and ended up getting done right around 12 o'clock, actually.
Okay, so 5 hours.
Yeah.
But It was very long, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was a unique way to do it. You know, it was long. I know that was a lot of people's complaints, but I think that everybody had a good time, though, doing it.
Oh, yeah. What did you think, Brian?
I liked it. I you know, I'm ready to do it again next year, and wham, 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 for those who thought it was too long.
It was still fun, though. I mean, it was interesting seeing, like, you had Mike and Dave there at their camp, and then you had, like, Oberg and was it? I think it was Oberg and Brian. Is that right? And Doug? Was it you three?
Me, Joe, and I don't know, somebody
Dave,
else.
It was Dave Nanigay. Yeah.
Nanigay.
So you guys had, like, it was really interesting because everyone had, like, their little small groups, which I thought was kind of funny. But it was also interesting when someone come up, they're like, they'd come up and they'd be like, and then they say it, then I announce it on, you know, with our makeshift PA system. But it was really fun, and I'd like to do it in, like, you know, at least 2 or 3 more years, get everyone together. We're not going to Vegas. We'll just
We will eventually.
Okay, I will tell you the truth. When we get to, like, the 20th one, I'd like to go to Vegas just to do it there and actually get set up, pay actually quite a bit of money to have someone actually be our sticker bitches, because why not? And we just sit back. Brian gets smashed by the 5th round, and I'm smashed with him because I want to, you know, go shot for shot with him, with beer, of course.
So you're saying that our 20th season, so that's going to be 2021 is what you're saying. That's when we're going to Vegas.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't make it that long. That's a long ways away.
Yeah. Hey, I might have a job by then.
you'll have a job, dude. Don't worry about it. You'll get that. But the main point is we should actually go and have a destination thing. Guys,
2016. That's the 15th anniversary.
That's 4 years?
4 years.
And it costs everyone, I think, when it's all said and done, about $1,000 a piece, though. That's the only thing. Because I think getting someone to be the sticker bitch will be kind of expensive. We got to get a draft board. We got to rent out an area, too. And then we got to, you know, pay for the booze in advance, because we're just going to have to get a keg.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to be sitting by, because I want to do it by the pool. Well, I want to have our feet up, some piece of paper out and stuff, and we do, like, the first X amount of rounds. And then we watch Kevin gamble away a ton of money, and we laugh and point at him because he sucks at blackjack.
So, Andy, let's move on to survival and pick'ems news. So we can take a look to see who has picked what picks in survival. And four people have Chicago. We got 3 people with Houston, and 4 people with Detroit. Which one? And 1 person with New England. Guess who? Which one of these is the safest pick?
One of these things is not like the other. Yeah, that's a good question, Aaron. I'm not sure who I would pick.
Well,
being the safest. I mean, if you want the safest, I think Detroit is going to be the safest, because they're not going to have to finish against. I can't even see who they're playing right now. But bear with me for a moment. St. Louis, they're playing the Rams. Okay, the Rams suck. Mm-hmm. To me, that's the safest pick you can have. I don't think Chicago is a safe pick right the second, because I think later on you're going to see that being a more safe pick. Houston, I don't know. That's not a good idea.
You don't think so?
Not right now.
I think Houston's probably the safest bet. That's why I picked them
over Miami, dude.
Yes.
You know, is it because David Garrard's not there? Is that the reason?
Yeah. Well, dude, if David Garrard was there, I mean, come on. No way. No way. And Pick'ems, also, Andy, biggest Pick'ems news is that everybody picked the Giants to win. Everyone picked the Giants to win, and they did.
I'm just going to ask everyone, hey, what did you vote for? And if everyone has a favorite, I'm just going to do the exact opposite. Just because. But yeah, Pick'ems, you know, it's awesome because we got a lot of people in the Pick'ems. We got a lot of people in the survival as well. I'm excited. I'm really excited about that. So one thing we need to talk about is the NFL this year. Sorry, Oach, I know you wanted to be on the show, but I told you when we were doing it, I understand you have to work. So let's talk about rookie quarterbacks. Oachie's screaming right now, which is hilarious. Who is the one rookie quarterback that's going to start that will shit the bed? Who do you think, Brian?
That will shit the bed?
Yeah.
I think I think Tannehill's got it in.
Really? I'm thinking Andrew Luck.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, I mean, come on. Russell Wilson, Ryan Tannehill, Brandon Whedon, and you're going to pick Andrew Luck.
Yeah. I think he's going to stink it up, dude. I think he'll get there. He'll be confused by a couple of things, and he'll crap himself. Now, RG3, though, I don't think we'll have a bad game. I think he'll have an excellent game his first game. His second and third game, I can't guarantee that right now. But I
so
think,
you think Andy Luck's just going to have one bad game is what you're
I think what's going to happen is that he's going to do really well at first, and they're going to give up the quick slants that get you 5 yards. And then all of a sudden, he's going to have to actually kind of go deep, and the Bears are going to throw something at him that he's not ready for. And as soon as they do that to him, he's going to be shaken. He's going to be shooken up. I mean, that's one thing that has, you know, you haven't seen him get hit hard a lot and see how he reacts to it. He's going to have guys that, I mean, Corey Wooten took out Brett Favre. Is that right? Yeah, it's Wooten, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to have guys that size going at him that he's never seen before. He's never had 300, 400 pound guys run at him that hard and go try and go all the way. Go all the way. Go deep.
Hey, Andy, can you tell me who Indy's number one wide receiver is?
Reggie Wayne?
What about their number two?
Anthony Gonzalez?
Austin Colley, right?
Austin Colley, okay.
Do you know who, I don't know, let's say Washington's number one wide receiver is?
Santana Moss?
Probably, and then number two is Pierre Garçon. Who is Miami's number one wide receiver? Actually, scratch that. Name me one wide receiver from Miami.
Devon Bess.
There we go. Devon Bess.
It was hey. That was for Andy, not for you.
No,
give me a second one, Andy.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I know a second one.
Who?
I think Laurent Robinson's there.
Is he?
I think.
We'll just go with it.
The point I'm making is this. Andrew Luck at least has a good team around him. Ryan Tannehill, it's him and Reggie Bush.
Who?
Exactly.
Okay, first off, my Reggie Bush is going to tear it up down there. That's it. He's going to get 127 yards, a couple TDs, at least 30 carries, and 200 yards a game.
So, like I said, that is why Ryan Tannehill, and I'm not saying that he's a bad quarterback, he just doesn't have a good system around him. And the head coach is an idiot. I mean, like, watching Hard Knocks and listening to this guy talk.
Oh, gosh.
All I want to do is just scream at him. I'm like, you are an idiot.
Brian,
have no idea what you are doing.
Hey, B-Ryan, no. You haven't been watching. Oh, dude. Oh, it's at least worth a download. I mean, all seriousness, it's really good because the guy's really, really calm. And, like, when he fired T.O., by the way, I'm only on episode 3 now. But
he fired T.O.? Wow.
I'm sorry, he didn't fire T.O., but did T.O. even make the team?
T.O.? No.
I'm sorry. Are we talking about Miami or are we talking about Seattle?
Sorry, Chad Johnson. But what I was really wondering was, did T.O. get cut from the Seahawks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks for him.
We got to drop him in all my leagues.
Dan, that was my number one pick. Shit. Gosh. Nicolas Cage. Anyway, so Peyton Manning is coming back. Who cares? The only person who should care is Dave Nanigate because he's a Colts fan.
And actually, Ochi should care too because that's his starting quarterback because he chose to sit Tony Romo this week.
Well, stuck with the horses, I guess.
I agree with that move, though. That's the sad part. I actually agree with him sitting Romo.
I probably would have too. So
it would have been like, oh, now I got to kick myself in the nuts because I effed up. Jeez. But yeah, Peyton Manning coming back, he's just coming back. That's about it. I mean,
do you expect a good year for him?
No. I bet you after a few weeks, he'll be hurting. And I think all of a sudden you're going to see Tim Tebow come back for some reason. Because the good Lord put him in Denver for a reason. And the reason is to surpass Caleb Haney and make Caleb Haney the third QB. One thing I also want to talk about is how many quarterbacks do the Bears have? Does anyone know this?
Mm-mm. Two.
They have two. That's it. You know how much that sucks? All that takes is for us to get screwed. One time. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Crap happens. So, Brian, if there's one thing, one guy, one sleeper out there that you would want to play, who would it be right now?
On my fantasy team, a sleeper?
Yeah.
Oh, I have all the sleepers, so it doesn't matter.
Unbelievable. Aaron, what do you got?
Who's my best sleeper?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'd call him a sleeper because I took him early. Doug Martin, I think, is going to be pretty good.
Ooh.
My other one, though, I'd say like Jennings. I think that MJD, they're being smart with him. They're not going to have him just play right away. But I think that Jennings, assuming MJD, you know, gets hurt, I think Jennings will be an amazing pickup for me.
Yeah, in a way, I have to agree. I mean, why would you waste your first round pick on MJD?
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would do that.
Boardman did.
Exactly. Oh, I'm sorry. The best sleeper of the draft, by far.
Tybo.
In the fourth round, getting Jimmy Graham. Getting a number one wide receiver in the fourth round is insane.
Who got Jimmy Graham?
I did.
Oh, because it's your pick. By the way, who's your second pick?
My first pick was Matt Forte. Number two was Roddy White.
How come you didn't go Roddy White first opposed to Matt Forte first?
It didn't matter. I'm sorry, Andy. I was the 2011 champion, so I picked, you know, 12th and 13th overall because I'm that good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just chose to do that.
So Brian, are you going to be back this Sunday?
I will not.
Okay, so we'll watch it from proxy together. Aaron, are you going to be able to watch the Bear game?
If you get everything set up, then yes.
What set up?
Anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week.
Yes, so I want to thank A6 Productions and 686 for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank the 14 people that are part of KSL for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron P. Hughes, for Brian Chatit, I am Andrew, and we'll see you on the gridiron.
You forgot to say I'm the 2006-2011 Kiwani Sports League champion.
Oh, would you just shut the fuck up?
Well, all you got to do is beat me. By the way, Andy, have you ever beat me in the regular season?
Why you got to bring bullshit all the time?
All I'm saying is this, Andy. You've never beat me in the regular season.
Suck it. Suck it long and suck it hard.